Welcome to Real Life with Jenny. My name's Jenny Senapadaratna. Grab your favorite drink and get a snack and we'll get started. I almost forgot what we were doing there. I have chili cheese Fritos for my snack and I have English breakfast tea. But someone gave me like one of those little foamers that you take and put in cream and it makes like a foam. And so now I'm kind of in London fog via Jenny at home for free. So this is really good. Well, let's get real. I was thinking about a Bible verse and a story that I grew up with as a kid. And it kind of started me on a very bizarre journey that I want to talk to you a little bit about. And that is the fishes and the loaves. Do you remember that story in the Bible? It's in several different areas. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I didn't look it up before I got on here. As you can tell, I didn't even remember what my podcast might be. I didn't look up which gospel, but I know it's in there multiple times. Anyway, and it talks about that Jesus is preaching to 5,000 people, and that's men, so probably a lot more women and children and chickens and who else knows what else was there. But about 5,000 men were there and he's preaching and it's going really long. And all of a sudden his disciples are like, people are like, they need food. We need to let them go home, you know, so they can get some food. And Jesus is like, well, why don't we see what people have brought? Now, I think it's a little bizarre that there's only one person in that entire crowd that had anything to eat. That seems really bizarre. I'm a mom, and now granted it was a very different time back then, but you always have a piece of bread and snacked away somewhere because your kid is going to scream like a banshee in the market if you don't, right? Like, it just seems a little strange to me that no one else had anything. But one young man said he had some fishes and loaves. So he had some loaves of bread and some fish. And my guess is because it was a younger man, it's what he had left over. you know, young teenage boys, they eat all the time. That's just my weird theory in this whole situation. That has nothing to do with the Bible, really. It's just my thoughts. And he brought it forward, and Jesus took it and fed the 5,000, and there was a ton left over. Now, what an amazing miracle. It just is such a very cool thing about how God can take little and multiply it and do many great things with it. And it just reminded me of something as I'm walking through a season in my life that I want to talk about. First of all, we all know I just have one child. And so it's going to be different probably for you in your seasons. But having one child means that every season, when it's done and it's over. And there is no going back to it. You don't get to relive diapers. You don't get to. You're like, no one wants to do that, Jenny. Well, when you only have one, you kind of do. You're like, wouldn't it be fun to do this whole cycle all over again? And I will tell you that I have a daughter who has been very easy to raise. She's just a very low-key young lady who loves Jesus and wants to do her best. So she's really easy to raise. And I have thought all along, like, I'm doing pretty good. Like, this isn't so bad. I can definitely handle multiple children because this is not so bad. And then we got to the teenage years. And I am telling you, there is not much that can get you ready for these years. And the inadequacy that you feel all the time as a parent of a teenager. And I thought it had gotten about as bad as it was going to get until we then put her into college as a teenager. So in Minnesota, when you're a junior and a senior, you can go into college for free if you've got good enough grades. And so because we homeschool her, that is where all of her classes are in college. And so I thought, you know, I can't get more inadequate. And then we put her in college and all of a sudden her issues are so much bigger than I have any idea how to handle. And I really feel like I've needed to come to the Lord more times about things that I'm like, Lord, I have no clue how to handle this. This is above my pay grade. Have you ever been there? Like, this is way above my pay grade. And I'm thinking about this story in the Bible that Jesus took the loaves and the fishes and he multiplied them and fed the 5,000 and fed masses with this little bit. And I've asked the Lord to take my little bit of competency and multiply it in this situation when I'm talking to my daughter and she's dealing with things that I never dealt with as a kid. I don't know if you've talked to a teenager in the last few years or even a kid. They are dealing with things that I never would have even dreamt of as a child, just technology alone, that I just didn't have access to as a child. I know now I've aged myself, but you all know how old I am anyway. But I didn't have access to 24/7 texting and 24/7 FaceTime. And I didn't, when the phone was off, the phone was off. Like, my mom would take it off the hook and say, good luck. You know, like, just the way things are. You know, we didn't have call waiting when I was, I remember when we got call waiting because I was like 14, 15. And I was like, now we have hit it. Like, we have hit the jackpot. They don't even get it. Like, they are connected all the time. They are constantly bombarded with something in their face or the availability of something in their face. So just that alone, let alone all the social pressures that you go through as a teenager, and then you add all the issues that we're walking through as a country right now, the ethical and moral dilemmas, and it is just really big. And I am sitting here with my teeny little loaves of bread and my fish going, Lord, I don't have the answers. Like, I'm not the one to go to here. You know, there's a guy down the road that he has an entire bakery. Maybe we could ask him if he could bring some bread over to this meeting because he might have something adequate. What I have is kind of my leftovers, right? Especially at the end of the day, I'm like, she comes out and she was like, hey mom, this is what I'm walking through. And I'm like, I'm done. Like, I have like, my emotional tank is empty. My brain is mush. Like, I stopped doing the puzzle because I can no longer figure out how to put pieces together. And now I need to help my teenager. Like, Lord, here are my fishes and loaves and they are not adequate enough. I need you to multiply them. There are just times in our lives where we are not enough. It is just the truth of the matter. We get to a job and it's bigger than we think it is. There is a financial thing that comes up in your life. In fact, this week alone, we are fixing our brakes, which we did not expect to have to do, and then brought it in and are like, oh, did you know all these other things are wrong with your car? When can I find a mechanic that we can drop off our car and trust that they are telling us the truth? Because I don't know any better. And then we brought our dog in and he has to have surgery this week, which is going to be another huge chunk of change when we love him. So we're going to do it. Like, and you're like, okay, Lord, here are my fishes and loaves. How are we going to multiply this financially? Right? Like, Lord, do you see this? And I just want to encourage you that when you look through the Bible, there are so many times that people bring the little bit and trust the Lord with it and say, okay, you know what? I'm going to give you what I have and see what you can do with it. And that's a challenge because no one else out of those 5,000 people, plus women and children, may I add, none of the other people brought forward their food. No one else brought something forward and said, here, you can use this. And I just want to say to you, I think the few of us who will bring it to the Lord and say, Lord, here are my fishes and loaves. This is all I have, but I need you. And I need you to help me because I have no idea how this is going to work. Because this doesn't equate to feeding 5,000 people. This does not equate to paying these two huge bills that I don't know why they hit the same week. I don't know how to handle this impossible relationship at work or in my life. Because it doesn't make any sense. But I'm going to bring it to you. And I'm going to ask you to do what you can do in this situation. And then we see what God does, right? Then we see the miracles happen. And it doesn't have to be something that big sometimes, but it is that moment that you have to realize your inadequacy. And that's a hard place. I got to be honest with you. I like to feel like I've got it all together. I don't. Like, you listen to this enough, you know I don't. But I love to think that, like, I'm a great parent and Sam is a great kid because of me. It really has nothing to do with me. Honestly, and people are like, oh, she's such a great kid. And I'm like, she is. She's a phenomenal child. And God is doing great things for her. But really, it's God, not me. It has been when she hit her toddler years and I was like, Lord, I don't know how to handle tantrums. And I don't know how to handle, she had speech issues. And I don't know how to handle all these things. Bringing my fishes and loaves to the Lord and saying, this is all I got. Can you multiply this? Because I don't have the ability here. I don't have the words. I don't have wisdom. I am the yes man. Like, I don't say no is very hard for me. Probably why God sent me down that whole year of no. Like, I'm not good at that. And the Lord is like, I will bless you. And so I just wanted to encourage you this morning or this afternoon or this evening or whenever you're listening to this, that the Lord can take the little bit of strength that you have and multiply that in whatever situation you have. He can take the money and he can multiply it. He can take that relationship and he can bless you. Maybe you have to walk away from a relationship and you're like, Lord, now I'm lonely. And he's like, but I have a plan and I love you and it's going to be okay. And just take what you have before the Lord and say, I'm willing to let you use it. Because that young man was willing to let Jesus use his fishes and loaves. He was willing to give it to him and say, it's not enough, but if you can make it work, that'd be great. I don't know that that young man probably had a whole lot of hope that this was going to work. But it didn't take a whole lot of hope on his behalf, right? Jesus was the one doing the miracle. And he can do that in your life too. Well, that's all I have for you this week. I pray that you bring your fishes and loaves to the Lord in whatever circumstance you're walking through. And to say, Lord, I need you to bless it. And I need you to do what only you can do in these situations. You can find me at Real Life with Jenny on Facebook, Instagram, and Be Real. You can also find me at ChristConnection.cc/Jen. Looking forward to connecting with you and looking forward to seeing how God takes your fishes and loaves once you're willing to give it to him. And once you're willing to say, you know what, do what you only you can do, Lord, because I can't do it anymore. And coming to the end of yourself, and that's hard. It's hard to get to the end of who you are and say, I don't have enough, and say, Lord, but you do. That's really what it's about, is saying, Lord, I don't have it. I don't have the answers. I am not the one that has a clue how this is going to work, but I'm going to trust you and I'm going to give it to you and see what you can do. Have a great week.